Shalom, shalom, Adam. Daniel, you're connecting to audio. Shalom. Shalom, Daniel. Shalom, Michael. Moshe Yosef. Shalom, Daniel Hill. We'll have to let him in. You know what? We have a guest room, a waiting room. Daniel Hill is legit. Adam, yeah? You gotta let me unmute everybody. iPhone guest. I forgot to tell everyone, you have to let me know who you are. Rabbi Binyamin Kessler is legit. Soap is legit. Joey? Hey, Joey. Did I mute everybody? Let me see if I can unmute people. Here we go. You could all talk.
You start Shabbos early.
BJ Frankel. Shalom Aleichem, BJ. What's nice about the Zoom thing is people come to Shiram on time. You don't like that buffer beforehand. Joey, your beard's nicer than BJ's.
I know. I got a full one.
Okay, BJ is nice too. Moshe Yosef, welcome. Benjamin. How you doing, Ben? How's Uncle Jesse?
Haven't heard.
Okay. No news is good news in this thing. I'm unmuting everybody before we start. Even when we go, I don't mind if you guys could behave yourselves. Shalom, Yoni. The reason why we have this waiting room feature is because yes, there were some Zoom bombs in the past couple days.
Story or?
What's the, in Boca Raton we had one, in YU there was one, in DRS, in SKA there was one. So we adapted this waiting room feature, that the only way into these things is through the waiting room. I forgot what Yoni Bernstein looked like. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Everybody staying corona free? Bad joke. Soap. You're using a lot of soap? All right. It's there. Joey, don't roll your eyes at me. guys, also, here's a friendly reminder while I have you. Don't forget to do Kiddush Levana tonight. Tonight's the first night there actually is Levana. We're going to start in 2 minutes. 9:04 we'll begin. Baruch atah Adonai l'chein melech ha'olam shekol nivra. We just Messiah Seder Nezikin in the house, my son and I. Mishnayis, very exciting. This is in case you guys brought germs. I got a zach. I just have this feature because it's cool. If anybody wants me to send you the sources via WhatsApp. The sources is just a quick way of getting through certain things. But I could, I'm going to put it in a couple of places where people are. Adam, I'm going to send it to you, and then you could distribute. I'll have to keep this over here. There's too much going on. Okay. Wex, Eitan, and hello, Alicia and Akiva. Shalom.
Hey, Rabbi, how are you?
Chazdei Hashem. How are you doing?
I'm doing. Hanging in.
I like the way you call yourself Alicia and Akiva.
This is their iPad for school, so that's what, you know, I gotta.
Mamish, they got, it's crazy. I gotta get back. I can't leave this over. I have two screens in front of me. Okay. I'd rather see your faces. Okay, we're ready, boys. I want to thank Adam for putting the, for motivating me to do this. And I'm gonna tell you the goals and the objectives of the night. The goals and the objectives of the night are twofold. Number one, I'm going to go through what the Seder really is supposed to be and what it's not supposed to be in a theoretical abstract. How you doing, Sandy? In a theoretical way. And then I'm going to go through a lot of different things that I have done and been successful with and things that I've been unsuccessful. And the point isn't to tell you what to do because everybody's got to make the Seder theirs. But just to give you what I think are the goals and to start the creative juices. And at the end, if people want to share stuff with us that they have done, ma tovu manai. So we're going to go through it first, just what the hashkafas are based on the sources inside. And then we're going to go through exactly what a Seder, I think, should look like. This is not on me. This is based on what I have learned from my Rebbeim, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, Rabbi Reuven Leuchter, who is the Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael. And all of that, we're going to hopefully, at the end, come away with something that hopefully is meaningful. I assume everybody's here because of some crazy events. Hashem has decided that you're supposed to run a Seder as opposed to your father's. Or your fathers-in-law, or your brothers-in-law, or whatever it is. So now you've got to step up to the plate, and you got to figure out what is your objective of the evening. If anybody has questions throughout, please feel free to shoot either a WhatsApp or just raise your hand virtually or in reality. But I have my WhatsApp is open also. Okay, so let's begin with source number one. Okay, in the source sheet, which you have on your left side. If you want to see me cheating on my WhatsApps in the middle of the show, you'll see that also, right? What do you have in front of you? You have the source sheet, correct? So the source sheet begins, Yachol miRosh Chodesh. We know, we say this is just out of the Haggadah. You would think that it's out of Rosh Chodesh. You should start saying the story of the Haggadah, Tamad Lo, Rabbi Yomahu on that day. You might think you could even start Erev Yom Tif, Tamad Lo, Ba'avor Zeh. The entire Seder must be said with the Matzah Mara sitting in front of you. The Apta Rav says that when the Matzah and Mara are in front of you at the Seder, you have an opportunity to give over to your children more Emunah combined than the entire year. So what I just want to highlight to you in the beginning is what the Apta Rav is saying, is the Apta Rav is saying that you have the opportunity of a lifetime in front of you. Every other night of the year, you talk to your kids, they don't listen to you. True, I have kids also. But on the night of the Seder, you have the opportunity to give over to your kids more than anything else. So what exactly we try to give over to our kids? The Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, tells us the following. Tzarech lahaskel b'gnusu misayim b'shvach. You have to start from the depths and get to the top. We'll see soon what that means. But this is just the halacha. What is the objective of the story of the Seder night? You have to start from the bottom and get to the top. Kesed, how does that work? And the Rambam's going to tell us two different ways. Number one, Maschil u'mesaper shebetchila hayu avoseinu b'mei terach. We start off telling the story that we used to serve Avodah Zarah at the time of Terach. U'melefan of Kofrim, and some of us were apikorsim, didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tayin achar ahevel, and mamish ran after stupidity, v'rod v'nachar Avodah Zarah. We used to run after Avodah Zarah, l'chman al-aslan. U'mesayim b'das emes, but at the end, we got to a place of emunah. Shekirvenu amokum lo, that we came close to Hashem. V'vdilanu minatayim v'kirvenu l'yichudos. You see, number one, the mitzvah is to talk about how we started with Avodah Zarah and we concluded having proper Emunah to Hashem. That's Aleph. Beis, v'chei maschil modia. So too we begin and we identify she'avadam ayinu lefarah v'mitzrayim. That we were in fact slaves in Mitzrayim, v'chol ha'roa she'gamal, and then v'chol ha'roa she'gamalenu mesayim b'nisim v'niflos she'nasalonu b'chiraseinu. Then all of a sudden miraculous things happened and we were set free. And that's the drashas of Rami Yomri that Avi, which read. V'chol ha-mosif, Stephen Hagler. V'chol ha-mosif, and whoever adds on, umarech bedrash parashazu, arayizu meshubach. And whoever extends and identifies a lot when it comes to the mitzvah of speaking out these two ideas, number one, on a spiritual level, number two, on a physical level, that's gemal. And that's what the Haggadah states. The idea of the Seder night, now you're going to notice there's going to be a theme I'm going to repeat to you 100 times, is not to marbe bedivrei Torah, but rather the theme of the night is to marbe in the story of Pesach. Stories is the key and the theme. Do you know when I want to kill somebody at a Seder? When people start the Seder with halach ma'anya, how come it's in Aramaic? You know what my answer to that question is? Who cares? It's not about telling over stories about, hello, David. It's not about telling stories, telling over a divrei Torah in minutia. It's not about the minutia of the language of the Haggadah. But what we're supposed to be marichet is these two ideas. Number one, and we'll see why later, is the physical slavery that led to the physical freedom and the spiritual slavery that led to the spiritual freedom. Those are the themes in which you're supposed to focus on at the Seder. David was here and David's back. David, you're gone and you're back. Okay, that's Aleph. The Abu Drum. We said in the Haggadah just before that it says, Afilu kulanu chacham, kulanu nivonim. Even if we're all wise and Yodim is
Satan, we're going to log out and log in.
Mitzvah aleinu l'sape b'yitz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to go see Yisrael. But there's a Havamina here that the Haggadah quotes, still in source number three, that there's a Havamina, there's an initial understanding, how are you, Yair? There's initial understanding that one, if it's a Chacham, he doesn't have to do it. L'maskana, he does. So what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana? Again, the same point. What are we doing at the Seder? What was our whole goal? The whole goal is not to tell of a Divrei Torah that a Talmud Chacham knows. The whole goal is going to be to engender and to tell a story. And we're going to see why a Talmud Chacham needs to be involved in a story just like me and you. There's no exemptions if you know the story in advance. There still is a halacha of being marach, which we'll see in a moment. Okay. You know what the hardest thing about being in these Zoom shurim is? You got to be like a doorman. You got to keep letting people in as they go. It's the same people in and out. Okay. But Soloveitchik develops this idea that there is a difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Abu Drum writes the following halacha. Behold, over door chayav adam lira sitzatzmo kilu yotzim Mitzrayim. We must view ourselves as we left Mitzrayim. Kelomar, what does that mean? The Abu Drum spells it out. Sheyira v'yabit ba'atzmo, and I'm just writing what's obvious, because again, most of what we're going to say tonight is obvious, but it needs to, you got to make this point to your kids. You have to say, ki'ilu hu haya eved. You yourself were a slave, the Yatzel Echeretz Mitzrayim, and you left Mitzrayim. Okay? And then he writes at the end, V'lo garsin en laharis el aliros etzasko. So there's a big machlekes in the Velt, which is well known. What is the objective of the night? Is the objective of the night to view oneself as if he left Mitzrayim? or to show off as if he left Mitzrayim. For those, you know, the Rambam, the Lush and the Rambam, which we'll see later on, it says not only Kedei Liros, but it's Kedei Laharos, which means you have to actually visualize yourself as leaving Mitzrayim. And Sfardim, I don't know if it's Hadad, you're here, right? You could talk if you want now, Hadad. But I think that the Sfardim, they mamish, they hold, they carry stuff in their backs, and they walk around the table. I think the men hit the women, or no, that's just every other night. That they hit each other with the scallions, and they mamish, they hurt themselves, because they want to view themselves. They make it a personal experience. There is nothing wrong with making it a personal experience, because you have to view yourself as you left Mitzrayim. Now this Abu Drum is unbelievable, because it's telling you have to view oneself. How does one do that? I believe very much that you have to find a story in your personal narrative that you were a slave to something, somebody, somewhere, somehow, and how you were able to redeem yourself. Because what the Rambam is saying, what the Abu Drum is saying, which is basically we read in the Haggadah, is that we have an obligation to show it and to make it real, to make it ours. Yes, we could talk about our Alta Zayda who was in Mitzrayim, but it's much more real when you tell the story of your grandparents who were in Germany or in Poland and they escaped the Holocaust. And all of a sudden you make it a family story. That becomes more real to the kids, and that has much more of an impact. Or in your life, how one time you got sick and you survived. Or you were in a car accident and you survived. Whatever it is, each person has to find, and again, there's no book on this one. You have to look inside your own life and find your own narrative where you came out of a difficult time. It could be your wife, and you might ask your kids to experience that and to say, wait, do you remember once when you were a tough spot and you got out of it? I mean, we want to engender the feeling of a geula, and in order for them to do that, they have to view themselves as if they were Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a larger figure for not just the land Mitzrayim, but for also somewhere in their own lives. Now, again, some of you have older kids, they could do that with the younger kids. You have to make it on their level. But it could mean sometime when they felt that they weren't chosen for a game of hopscotch, whatever it is. But everybody on their level, on their dock. You'll see the Gemara will have that example shortly. And this applies to everybody. We're up to the source number 5 here. Ben Ola Ben Beno, Afilu Ben Lola Ben Atzma. Even if by yourself, I and David Beshevkin in Tablet Magazine today, or the famous Lubavitch Rebbe story with Diane Dunner. I don't know if you saw that article. Afilu Ben Ola Ben Talmido. One has an obligation, because when you do that, you're making it personal, and this is why the Talmud Chacham has an obligation, just like everybody else, because the story makes it real. It's not just Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, where I remember an event that happened. But a story is much more personal. I mean, in my own life, as Chatasi Ani Maskir Ayom, I've gone to a movie or two. There's no question about it that when you go to a movie and you live in that movie for an hour and a half, you leave the movie and you think about it, and the imagery and all the stuff that happened is very powerful. It's a story that moves you. That's what a writer is trying to do when he writes a book. He's trying to put you in the book and make you walk along the story. That's what the Haggadah is. It's trying to put you in that book and move you along. But you have to put yourself in Mitzrayim, so to speak, in your own personal Mitzrayim, to be able to be taken out. That's what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about, because the story is so much more powerful than just a bunch of facts. I just thought of this now, but I've been learning the daf this cycle with something called Zichru. And Zichru is an amazing thing, because what he does is each day he takes a daf and he puts a story to it, and then you remember three things. Because he's making it into a story, it makes it much more real. So it has nothing to do with a Talmud Chacham, and oh, there is Zichru. You see that on my thing. So it's got nothing to do with a story, with facts. But that's very hard to remember. But it makes it much more personal when you hear a story. And this is why the Seder is fashioned in its way. Look at the role of imagery. And this is what the Chazal has said, and it shouldn't be limited to what Chazal have done. Number one, the Mar. Why do we have the Mar? Source number 6. Al shum shemaru ha-mitzrim es achaye abu seyem, because they tortured us. Shenemar v'emiru es chayeyem. It is okay to point out to your kids when you talk about the Mar and you're eating the Mar, think about a time in your life you did something you didn't want to do. Study for a test. When you, it could be a kid. You had to clean up a little bit. I know that when I was young, I had my kids you know, with Lego. I had Lego ready to go, the kosher cup for Shabbos, and I had them build pyramids during the Seder. Because the imagery of Marer, why we eat Marer? To remind us that the lives were bitter back in the day. So there's so many other ways of doing it. That's the way Chazal did it. But we could do it as well in our own homes. So I remember, like, in the middle of Magid, I said to my kids, no, build the thing. Now, I could have been a real jerk, but I didn't speak to a therapist. I could have broken it after they built it. I did make a mistake when I had four kids, and I had the two little kids build the Lego, and I had the bigger two kids be the taskmasters. That didn't end well. Don't do that. They took their job as taskmasters too seriously. But the point is that they understood, meaning they got into the theme, and again, it made it personal. It was a personal narrative, and it was their person, and they got to empathize a little more. The Gemara says about charosis. So why do we have charosis? Source number 7. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok Omer mitzvah. So my mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Rabbi Levi says, zeichel tapuach, to remember the apples, right? Whatever that means in a moment. That's the apples that they're referencing. If you saw the Rishbam says it down there, is that they used to have 6 children at once underneath the apple tree. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, zeichel tit. They did it to remember the cement that they had to use. Therefore, you have to make it tart, which is the taste of apples, and therefore you have to make it thick to remember the cement, the mortar, I think is the term. Tavlin, and the tavlin, I have the spices, to remember the straw. But what are we seeing from this Gemara? The basic theme of the Gemara is, it's not just a mitzvah to have the charosis and not to talk about it. The mitzvah is to use the imagery of the charoses as a way of conjuring up an image in your child's head that this is what it was like in Mitzrayim. This is an image. Picture, when you're looking at the charoses, this was actually the cement that the Jews used to use back in Mitzrayim to make it real. Number 9, matzah. Again, we know why we have matzah, but you have to remind the kids. It's not just an eating fest. Oh, kids, we're having matzah, so we don't have to go to the bathroom for the next 8 days. That's not what it's about. Matzah, shum shenigalov, senim mitzrayim shenemar, vayafu es abetz akashot, mitzrayim, remembering the bay. And now we're going to do this Rambam. This Rambam is a brisker Rav, and this Rambam, to me, is what the entire goal of the Seder is. You ready? Behold, over der chayav adam laharos. Remember the language we spoke about before. In every generation, a person has to make themselves appear, which is to show oneself, which is this idea of, again, of dressing up as, or like carrying around the matzah. You have to view yourself as if you're leaving now. From where? Mishibud Mitzrayim. From Shibud Mitzrayim Shinamar, V'osanu Hotsi Misham V'gomer. This is what the Kamar is. This is the mitzvah of the night. What? V'zacharta, to remember, ki ever ayisa. Kilomar, ata, you were a slave. You were a slave and you were redeemed. Now comes the key word, hence it's bolded. Lefichach, therefore, because we have the mitzvah of to remind yourself that you were an Eved Mitzrayim, therefore, kishesoid adam balayla hazeh, when a person eats on that night, tzarech le'achol, you must eat, velishtos, and drink, v'humesiv derech acheres. You have to lean like you're free. Any male, female, chayev lishtos, belayla, arba kosos, v'chule. So listen to this, Chevra. Listen to this. This is critical to understand. There is a famous brisker Rav that asks the following kasha. What if I forget Haseba? So the brisker Rav says the following. There is a famous rush that says leaning is part of the mitzvah of drinking wine. But the brisker Rav says something marvelous. And listen to what this brisker Rav says, because I think this is what the Seder is about. There are two aspects of the mitzvah. There is what's called the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. There is the action of the mitzvah and the fulfillment of the mitzvah. For example, when it comes to Avelis, there is a mitzvah to sit on a low chair, but that's not the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of Avelis? The mitzvah of Avelis, lo aleinu, is to have a broken heart because you're so sad. Why do we sit on a low chair? Why do we not learn Torah? Because all of those actions put us in the frame of mind of being sad. But the action is not the mitzvah. The feeling of being sad is the mitzvah. Says the Briska Rav, all of the activities we do at the Seder night are not the mitzvah. Those mitzvah, the mitzvah is for us to remember that we were slaves in Mitzrayim and we were redeemed and then we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Why? We'll see in a moment. But what are we doing? Lefichach. Because the mitzvah is to put ourselves in that frame of mind as if we were slaves and now we're free, we're obligated on all of these things. Namely, to lean, to eat, to drink, to tell the story, v'chule v'chule. But the real mitzvah of the night is to put ourselves in the position as if we were slaves and now we're free. That's the mitzvah of the night. And therefore, what's your job as a father? What's your job? What's your whole role as a father? As somebody who's running the Seder, your job is to create and engender that feeling in your children, in the people, in your spouses. You have a big job. You got to come up and be creative. We'll talk about that in a moment, how we could do that. With stories. And I believe in stories and stories and stories. Personal stories. Stories that you read about. I recommend Melech Biederman for this kind of stuff. He's got great stories. I could send you a link to his stuff at the end. But stories, because stories are that which are Moshech the Lev, right? When we have the, one of the children is the Eino de Elishol, so we open them up with stories. Agilo, Apsachlo with stories. Stories open people up. It's such an inyan to tell stories. That's why the whole Haggadah is in a story form. Because the idea, what is going to create and engender that feeling more than the story? That's the objective. Tell stories. There are so many ways you can do it. Again, I tell personal stories, props. You know, Rabbi Farber just gave me this crazy suggestion that, like during the Makos, what he does is he goes into the kitchen right before, puts ketchup in his mouth, and as he gets to the that part of the Makos, all of a sudden, blood starts coming out of his mouth. Kids love that stuff. It's cute. I'm putting into the chat right now. I don't know where the chat is. I would put it in if I knew where the chat was because I have so many tabs open. I'm putting into the chat. Mute, unmute. I don't know where the chat is. So I'm not putting it. Rabbi Yechiel Weberman, a very close friend of mine. Here it is. I'm putting into the chat to everyone. Rabbi Weberman has an amazing website where he has all these creative ideas to get kids, you know, going. You know, the Gemara says that when a kid asks a good question, you give him a candy. You keep doing that. The opportunity that we have this year is amazing. Normally what happens, a kid goes to yeshiva, the Rebbe gives him 10 Divrei Torah, and the whole time at the Seder, all they're doing is chomping at the bit to say Divrei Torah. That's all they want to do is say Divrei Torah. Then it becomes Igada Telavicha. But the mitzvah of the night is Igada Telavincha, that one is supposed to say over to their children, the story to give them the emunah. Not listen to the kids. This year it's great. Your kids don't know anything. They're not learning online. They think they're learning online. They're sitting in front of a computer screen all day, but there's no, you know, they're not learning that much. They don't know enough Divrei Torah to give over. So now it becomes your job. I'll tell you a couple things that I've done. One year, I had, and it was great because the whole day my kids were curious. I had decided on certain themes that I wanted to give over to the kids, right? Hashem loves me. I wanted to show that. I wanted to show a theme of Hashgacha Pratis. I wanted to show over Hakara Satov. And I sprinkled them out within the Haggadah. I then bought 8 oak tags with the themes I wanted to give over. I had my kids then put in initials. They had no idea what it was. I said HLM, Lamashal. Right? I said, write HLM. Write HP. So they started, and they made big oak. And then I took the oak tags, and from all the Erev the Seder, I put the oak tags all over the dining room table. My kids all day wondering, what are these oak tags? What is this? Seder starts, and I said, you know, when we started Magid, I start telling one of the stories. And I say, what do you see from the story? So and use the initials around you to guess it. It's got to fit. So somebody said, Hashkacha Pratis. I said, bam. So they got it, right? So the hook was, the whole day they were wondering, whoa, what's going to be? What's going to be later? What's going to be later? And then I was able to get them to zero in on the themes I wanted to get. You know, so the children would ask, Mesiris Nefesh. You know, every family has a list of what you want to give over to your kids. But what was great about that is the kids understood these are the themes they're coming away with from the Haggadah. So those are the kinds of things. You know, other years, I created cards. And I said, every time you see a theme like this, you hand in a card. And if you hand in a card at the right time, and there is no wrong time, you get 10 Pesach points, right? You can make it anything you want.
I mean, let's make it true. That would be awesome.
What's that? Yeah, so I'll show you other things.
With you.
That Rabbi Weberman has, we make...
That's like a conservative thing. That can't be.
Yeah, we give it out money. But you can't, I don't know if you can see this in the screen, but this is like bookmarks, little things like this. The Koshel Eliyahu. So there's a bookmark. So they know that things are coming up. I have seen people take red crepe paper and put it by the door so that it looks like as if, you know, the blood has been smeared on the doorposts. I have seen tablecloths with runners down the middle looking like Kriyas Yamsuf. There are so many things that you and your wife talk about before Pesach to get creative to make sure that the kids are interested. This year is going to be a hard year for the kids because Bubbies and Zadies traditionally are not going to be at the Seder. So they're going to be looking for something different. Your role becomes a much larger role. I'll tell you another thing we did one year. And again, you don't have to use any of these ideas, but I got like...
I'm not going to ask you that question.
What's that? What's that, Moshe Yosef? Anyway, one year, I got 10 different hats. So for each different part of the Seder, I put on a different hat, which identified. So like I had a long beard and a black hat for Arayani Kiven Shim Shana. You're just keeping their interest and you're labeling the values that you want to get to. Each and every one of these values is critical because as we started in the beginning of this year, the Abdur Rav says, this night is an opportunity of a lifetime. You could give over Pesach and Baruch Hashem and Gullus. We have an opportunity to do it twice. Some view it as a burden. I view it as the most unbelievable thing. Now, look at the reaction. So you have to take it to heart. Look at 11. Amar, Avadim Hayinu. Avadim Rav Nachman, Lidari Avdim. Somebody get your text message. Says Rav Nachman to Daro's slave. What is that? Says to Daro's slave. Cute. Avdim Demafik Leimara Lecheris. Now listen, this is a very hush of a story. A slave that was taken out and gone to freedom. And then he was given gold and silver. What should he say? He must give him praise. Somebody's been taken out and freed. He must give praise. You don't have to say manashtana. They went right to Avadim Yinu. Meaning what? What did he do? He engendered it within this feeling that, look, you were a slave and you're free. That's the idea. And naturally, what's the most natural thing in the world to happen after you have had something great happen to you? What's the first thing that everybody should say in the most natural thing? You should start praising whoever did that for you. When your team wins a Super Bowl, I'm sorry, Adam, but when your team wins something, what is the natural reaction? Our natural reaction is to jump up and dance. Do you have to be ordered and commanded to dance? No. We wouldn't know as Knicks fans, as Met fans. I'm not a Met fan. As Jet fans, you don't know. But apparently, when your sports team wins, the natural reaction is to jump up and pump your fist. That's the natural reaction. And if you do a good job with the Seder, that you engender in your kids this feeling, naturally they'll have this reaction of being uplifted. And that's what the Sefer Achovas Alvavas writes. Venyan Hasheni, Tovas Habore, the praise of Hashem, Al Mina Amin V'Umen Amin Amos, that we have chosen us from all the nations. K'mo Shehetim V'nei Yisrael B'Yotzim V'Yotzim Yisrael, like we've taken out Klai Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim, V'Heviyam, and he's brought them, El Eretz Canaan, and brought them. The chayovim b'zeh avod yisera l'avod rishon. We need to reenact, double down our efforts to once again thank and praise Hashem. The Torah hashmius achar shehizir v'hiro atoras hasichlius. This is the emotional piece, which is beyond the cognitive piece. You hear what he's saying, d'chavos halvavos, that after we hear cognitively what has happened, we should be reacting in a way that emotionally we are so excited. But that's hard, and that's the father's job, to try to give that kid that feeling that he has when his sports team wins the World Series or the Super Bowl or whatever it is. Because Klal Yisrael getting out of Egypt... Klal Yisrael getting out of Egypt is the winning of the Super Bowl. It's the ultimate Super Bowl. It's being chosen by Hashem. And Hashem doing it. We have to come to that recognition that Hashem has done it for us. Lefichach, says the Agada, 13.
I'm not working tomorrow.
So you got a lot of work to do tomorrow. You got to do this. Hotzienu me'avdus lecheres u'mishibu l'gulu miyagol v'simchu me'evol yomtov v'afel l'or gadol v'nemer l'fan of Hallel. So the question is, why is there no bracha when I get to Hallel? So the answer should be obvious. You know why there's no bracha when we get to Hallel? Because you don't make a bracha on a reaction. You make a bracha on something you're commanded to do. What you're hoping is it's the most natural reaction in the world. Hashem, thank you so much. We just jump into Hallel. And the Seder is the ultimate purpose. We said, Mitchilo of Devar Azara, Hayov Seder, V'achshav. That's now. That's now, right now. And that's the lesson of the Seder. So you conclude here with the Maisa, the famous Maisa of the four Chevra. What were the four Chevra doing? The four Chevra, they were sitting around, the five of them, they were sitting and saying Kriya Shema the entire, they said the Haggadah the whole night. And the Talmidim Keser Rebbe's, we've gotten to the point of Kriya Shema. Why do they say we've gotten to the point of Kriya Shema? Because what is Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is Mekabel Ol Malchus. Meaning, again, where do we come to Ol Malchus? After we have finished such a glorious time at the Seder together, where we have all of a sudden recognized the greatness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. At that moment, we cry out for Shema Yisrael with Mekabel Ol Malchus. Similarly, what's one supposed to do after they finish the Seder? First, help your wife clean up. Don't go to sleep until you clean up. I'm sure you get shechted for that. But that's why we break into Shir HaShir. Because Shir HaShirim is a love song. There's no chiv to say Shir HaShirim after the Seder, but you should say Shir HaShirim after the Seder. Because if you've gone through a Seder in which you fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he's done this for us, then naturally, we're going to want to sing a love song for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the objective of the Seder. To create this idea that we were in Egypt, we got free, and because we were in Egypt and we got free, we have an obligation to give such a karas hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I gave you some ideas throughout the whole time. I gave you Rabbi Weberman's thing. A couple of other little ha'aris. Number one, you could do the following. He has Rabbi Weberman some great things on there. I'll share with you. Number one, he's got these things where we make plane tickets before. You say, you fly Al Kanfei Nisharim. Right? That's the name of the airlines. No airlines are flying anywhere now. Number one, this year, nobody should complain. Your kids should not hear complaints from you. I can't believe we're not in Florida. Or can't believe we're not in Cancun. Then the kids will think that Pesach is not Pesach. Adarabba. Your kids have to hear you saying, Baruch Hashem, all the work is worth it to have that, to be sitting at the Seder. I think you should start the Seder. A very healthy thing to do, if you're smart. Thank your wives for preparing everything. Because they assume, that's a great way. Kids have to see public forms of expression where you're makir tov, especially if the whole theme of the night is to be makir tov to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to emulate what you want your kids to do and be that person who's a makir tov. I'll tell you a couple things I do otherwise. When we get to Dayenu, so Dayenu is an expression of a karas hatov. I go around the table and everybody has to share an expression of what they're makir tov for over the past year. Everybody could do it on their level. Sometimes as an older kid, you have to let them show the younger kids what to do. You'll be surprised what the younger kids could do. Another thing I want to get across to my kids is prayer. My kids know every year when we get to the words Vanitzachel Hashem Elokeinu, I yell out, turning point of the Seder. Because up until that point, it's going down, 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 all the way into slavery. And then it's Vanitzachel Hashem Elokeinu, and you see the tefillahs happening. So I always say turning point to the Seder. And I take one of those little kapitlach of tefillos that we have in those in the middle of the Arami Ovid Ovi section. And you could do one of two things. What we do in my house, which is crazy, but my kids are older and they know I'm crazy already. Your kids might not know you're crazy, is we yell. We'll go, we yell for 30 seconds. Ah! But before we yell, I tell them, everybody think of something or somebody who needs your Yeshua. Oh, Joe Westrum. So everybody, how you doing, Joe? So I tell them all beforehand, think of somebody or something who needs a Yeshua and daven for them at that particular moment. Because it's a moment that is so rich. I also have a story from that particular time. So I want to tell them that there's no such thing as a tefillah that goes undead. I want you to know, this year I have this list that one of the things that I daven for last year actually happened this year. Somebody got a shidduch. There are incredible things that you could do, and you're not just telling over to your kids, but you are showing them by actually doing it. And you're actually, what's the word? You're modeling the behavior you want from your kids. Now, after you do that, what I've done is I've gone around the table, I said, tell me stuff you've davened for. And we've done that as a family. In other words, again, you want to make sure that tefillah is real. You want to show them that tefillah was the, meaning little lessons. You don't want to tell them and make diukim and papulim about this and that. What I'm saying, the big idea is, what's the big idea? That the tefillah of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was successful. That the whole reason that the word shav before the Haggadah represents them crying out to Hashem. Vatishma'el na'akasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our crying. And when he heard our cries and our tears, because of that, he took us out of Egypt. They have to hear these things. They have to hear the struggles that Klal Yisrael had. They have to hear how hard it was. That they were on the lowest of the lows. And even so, they were able to overcome, because kids need to hear this concept that we like to call either Mesiras Nefesh in Hebrew or in English, resilience. Tell a story in your life. I can't emphasize them, where you thought you weren't able to do something and then you overcame. It could be that you thought your wife wasn't going to marry you and she did. It could be that you thought you weren't going to get a job and you did. I don't know, whatever it is, but there's that avdus and the cheres, resilience, mesiris nefesh. I have here an email from Abbe Morgenstern from Darchei Torah. Let's see if I can find it. He, again, this is nothing I was surprised at. You can't see that screen, right? Yeshiva, yeah. So Rabbi Morgenstern, I was so excited because most of the time when you don't hear this message about the Seder, I'm popping it open like a yogurt here. Hold on, where'd you guys go? There are you guys. So Rabbi Morgenstern writes in this, I think I know how to use this already. It's like I've been teaching with this thing. Where's the share button? Here we go. I'm going to share the screen. So if you see here, Rabbi Morgenstern writes in this beautiful email, he writes all these things, but he says, this is what he says to the Seders. Keep the children involved. The Shulchan Aruch tells us to have nuts and sweets for the children to keep them engaged, like I told you. Some people have a theme throughout their explanation of the Haggadah. I can't tell you. The key for you is preparing. Know the Haggadah. Don't show up at the Seder and say, okay, what's going to be in the Haggadah, and ask kashas. Before the Seder, take a blank Haggadah. Read it. Make notes on the side where it speaks to you. Okay? You have to be a malamed. It's your chance. Some people follow a theme, have your themes. So he has here Amuna, Mesiris Nefesh, Resilience, Hakaris Hatov, v'chula v'chula. Speak from the, I can't emphasize this enough. Talk to your children, but speak from your heart. Don't tell over what Ellie Storch told you. Think about what the Seder means to you before it and just give that over. That's going to be far better than anything I could tell you. And again, the halachas, I didn't discuss with you any of the halachas of the Seder, but for your own convenience, he makes a very good point here. He says, choose your becher, meaning the shir, whether 5.1 or 3.5, whatever you do, but you want to make sure you have a small enough becher that you don't have to drink so much, you don't get drunk during, before Shulchan Aruch. And remember, this is something that I can't emphasize enough. Before Yom Tov starts, the whole Seder table should be set up. Don't waste time after you get it. Well, you're not going to shul, but don't waste time getting the table ready. These are technical things, but they're very important because the kids are going to be super duper excited about it. I just had another point. I forgot what it was. The Seder. There's no mitzvah to go long. People think you have to say da 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 da. You know, like that, you know, stuff people say at the Seder. You know that one? My Seder went till 12. My Seder went till 2. Oh, yeah, my Seder's still going. There is no mitzvah to go long. Know the age of your children and know what they can handle. And don't go beyond that. Echad amarech ve'echad amarbe, echad amarbe ve'echad amamit, ubelvad shes kavir es libo l'shem shemayim. What's best is that you do what's proper for them. And each kid is different. Remember, you're the Rebbe in this class, and you have to know how long the period is. So if you can keep your kid engaged till 1 in the morning, then gevaldik. But if your kid is going to be sleeping at 11 o'clock and you haven't even gotten to the afikomen, you failed your child. Know your kid. Do what's best for your own kid. Okay? You could, before the Seder starts, one of the things I don't do is pick out the matzahs in advance. That's a rookie move.
Why you met him?
Every year, I always get to the box of matzahs and I'm like, oh gosh, we don't have any. Da, 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 da. It's okay to look it up to make sure you have those matzahs in advance. You got your three, whatever it is. And make sure everybody's clear of the rules. You don't have to do it before. The Kadesh, you can't start in time, but all the other ancillary stuff you could do before that. So I'm excited for everybody here to do their first Seder. Goals is what I wanted to teach you tonight. The goals have to be to give over emunah, hakaras hatov, mesiras nefesh, resilience. This theme of we were slaves and now we're free. Make it emotional. Speak to the hearts. Moishech their leis. Move them. Make it personal. Tell over your own personal stories. Where you came from, your grandparents, how they survived the Holocaust. And how God, it was so heart-wrenching at some point. That's the objective of the night. The objective of the night is to make it real. If you make it real, then your kids are going to be moved. If you try to follow a textbook, it won't be. So that's your entire objective. And, you know, I've gone for 40 minutes already, so I think I've said enough. So I'll take questions at this point. If I could see faces, I love that. I could see at least 5 faces. Oh, you go. Thank you, BJ. It means so much to me. But I get it. Anyway, yeah, you have, unmute everybody. Everybody's been on. I'll unmute everybody. Eitan, how are you? How are things in Boca Raton? It's nice cheer that nobody Zoom bombed us tonight. Got to make light of the situation. What are we going to do?
That's right.
So, I hope that was clear. If you have any questions, if you guys click on this awesome Pesach Wiki site, Rabbi Weberman has a ton of research. I want to show you also up here. My bookcase, I'm going to show you. Up there, I have that whole bookcase over there is all Haggadahs. It's all Haggadahs. The one Haggadah that I recommend more than any other Haggadah is by Rabbi Spiro, who's a Geshmak guy who I met him this year, and it's called Touched by a Seder. The reason why I like that book, all Haggadah, is again, it's stories. If you need stories, it's a great way to get stories. So, I wonder if you could buy it. All the farm stores were deemed to be non-essential. But, here it is. I'm going to, thank you, Yair. This Haggadah, I think, is Givaldic. It's got great stories about Hakaras HaTov, all the scenes that I mentioned. There's one story in there from the Holocaust, which I read to my kids every single year. It's mamish beautiful. But again, you have to read them before. And make sure, you know, I make lists. I type up into I have a list in my Pesach folder of things that I give over at the Seder. So, like, these are my 7 themes. And these are, you know, Emunah, Hashgacha Pratis, everything I've told you tonight. Emunah, Hashgacha Pratis, Hakaras HaTov, Mesiras Nefesh, Tefillah. And, you know, I write it down beforehand where I want to give it, and I'm prepared. But I'm a little bit flexible. Because sometimes my kids come home and they know they want to say Divrei Torah. So I said, you all can say one Dvar Torah at the Seder. That's it. One. And then I say, but I want to hear Divrei Torah. Lunch tomorrow is a great time. Lunch. Gevaldik time for Divrei Torah. And you should encourage them. Don't like discourage them from saying Divrei Torah. But the Seder is not the time for your children to say stuff to you, because then it becomes Vigata to Lavicha. It's supposed to be Vigata to Lavincha. Yeah. Any other Ha'aris? You finished cleaning, Joe? I got you. If anything was unclear, I think I have this shiur also somewhere. Hold on. I gave this shiur on Fairlawn last year. Why use Torah Storch Seder? I'll put it on here where I gave it. I don't know if I said it differently, whatever it was. But there I gave it anyway. Teaching Amun at the Seder. 2016? I don't remember. Maybe it was 2016. Here is a similar shiur. There it is. Anyway, so if you want to listen again, I think I took it from here. Okay? Chevra, I wish everyone a bracha that you should all be able to go to your children tremendous emuna. And if anybody has any ideas, you know, maybe a WhatsApp group, just give over ideas before this. You know, I gave you some of these technical ideas. The oak tag was my favorite idea over the years. The index cards, another good idea. The decorations of the room, makos, everyone has those frogs, whatever it is. But if anybody has any ideas that they want to, you know, give over, you know, maybe just send it along on a WhatsApp, and I'll WhatsApp it out to everybody. Just, but there's so many ideas out there. There, you know, this Rabbi Weberman website. I don't know if you popped it open during this year. He's got tons and tons of stuff, and he's been around the circuit. So that's all for the technical stuff, and you should really, really, you know, I give him a ton of credit for that. Okay. Oh, Elliot, I didn't see you there. Elliot, it's a nice beard.
Thank you. Hibernation beard.
You didn't go to Arizona at all?
No, not for a while.
All right, enjoy your
stay. Yopo.
Chag Kosher V'Sameach.
Okay, Chag Aziz and Pesach to everybody. It should be that everybody, you know, I'll end with a Vart. I said this to a different group last night. The Shem Shmuel says a remarkable thing. He says the biggest gzera of the entire, the biggest gzera of that Paro did to the Jews, the fourth and most difficult gzera, was that he took away the Tevin for us. Why did it? What was that so difficult about that? Because it took Klal Yisrael out of Goshen and it made us socially distant that we had to go all over Mitzrayim to gather the wheat. And that was the most difficult of all the Gzera. And they said that Paro did that to test us. He was testing us to see if we were able to survive being socially distant from each other. And yet Klal Yisrael was able to ma'ached even in those tough times. They were able to have achdus in that tough times being socially distant. And with all that, Klal Yisrael was able to leave Mitzrayim. I mean, the Gula happened even though we had that difficult Gzera of being socially distant. Azei Zach to Shem Yishmu. I almost fell off my chair when I saw it. So while we remain socially distant, we have to remain Ma'achdus, because the only thing that's going to give us the Gula, the eventual Gula, is that of Achdus. So it was great that we came together tonight. Everyone should make sure to call their grandparents who are feeling lonely, their parents often, because this is a tough time for them. All right, Chevra. Sei gesund und stark. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Physical, any questions, feel free to reach out, okay?
Thank you, Rebbe.